Okay, good. Let's continue. So I wanted to take a look at the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvos. Let me show you the Rambam. Yeah, so here's the Sefer Mitzvos. It's a whole series of mitzvahs, one after the other. Yeah, so the Rambam says like this: Mitzvah Kuf Mem Tes. We'll start with that. Mitzvah Kuf Mem Tes says the Rambam, "Shetivonu livdek v'simani behemu v'chayah havshchutim, v'ushi amal geir v'sheiseya shesa v'oz yamutu loichlam." The Rambam says the mitzvah's essay to be boidek simani behemu v'chayah is it mal geir and shesa shesa and so on. At the same thing, the Rambam then says Mitzvah Kuf Nun. Mitzvah Kuf Nun. If you want to live like this, money life, you tas minimi menu mutarms. We could be biting simani life because not all life is akshar. We see money life lenemu minatayra. Them is simani life and not spelled out in the Torah. The Torah only lists 24 life as tmeim. It doesn't tell me what are the simani. Aval higia bechakira. Kshanachnu chipasnu haminim shenichta visurin Hashem atzonu bemeskulois yichlu oisam. Name simani life tomei. Rambam says that Chazal discovered it with empirically. They were baidik all the ifas tameim, and they found certain simonim that you could recognize that if a bird has all these simonim, it's not from the 24 ifas tameim. Now there's a mitzvah to be baidik simoni if a mitzvah kufnun aleph shitivano livdik b'simoni chagovim gamkin v'ksuvus but ksuvim b'tayra kolash loikraim imal raglov. The Rambam says the simoni chagavim are ksuvim b'teira, and it's not so clear. Not all the simonim are ksuvim b'teira. The Torah says arba aglayim and kraayim. The arba knafayim and aksuvim b'teira chayfun zubis v'shena kosel b'teira. So they're really not all kosel b'teira either. A little bit of chiddush. The Rambam says the simoni chagavim are ksuvim b'teira. Some of them are, not all of them. B'inyan zayse mitzvah k'moshe b'yana b'mitzvah shalofana. It's just like the inyan of this mitzvah, like the mitzvah before. And where does it say in Torah? Shalom was Elim Hem Techelo, was Arba, and so on. Christ fired Dini Mitzvah and Sechas Chulun. Then you have the same thing. Kufnu Beis, you see one who lived like the Simon and Dogim, the Heim Ksum, and Tarsus Beveris, not Pir Vikaskesis, and so on. So Pshita Saramam, that there's a Mitzvah essay to the Beidik Simonim, Simoni Behema, Simoni Chaya, Simoni Yoy, Stoch Chagovim, and Simoni Dogim. Last mitzvah chiyuvus, some kind of positive pa'ula that we have a mitzvah to do. Not just an iser to eat non-kosher chagovim, or an iser to eat non-kosher behemoths that don't have the simonim. There's a mitzvah chiyuvus to be baidik simonei behema, simonei chaya, and so on. There's no ravid in the sefer mitzvahs. But the Rambam, the beginning of the Yad, has also a minyan mitzvahs. I can't put up on the screen. But the Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvah, in the beginning of the Yad, has all the Teyag mitzvahs, also a minyan mitzvahs. And mitzvah kuf mem tes livdik b'simani behemish nem is oisach hayashet techelu. It's exactly what he has in Sefer Mitzvahs. And there is a ravid. The Ravid says, "Omer Avram, kol livdoik ein lehem tam, elam mishum lava b'machalasei." I say, the Ravid says that there's no such thing as livdoik. There's no mitzvah to be baidik. What does it mean to be baidik? There's a bit. The Torah says the Rambam the pasuk es elam mehem teichelu. Says the Ravid, Eselim im techelo means a lava bo machalasei. Eselim im techelo means don't eat nakosh, don't eat anything else. It was that the Gemara says in many places, there's thing of the lava bo machalasei. You can have a mitzvah say that the essay is not really to do any particular, l'chari, not to do a particular pula. The essay is just to imply what you're not allowed to do. So the Torah says, it's elim techelu, it's a lav habo mechal essay, not eat chagomim that are not kosher, not eat behemoths and chayas that are not kosher. But there's no mitzvah chiyuvis, there's no positive mitzvah to be baidik simone behemoth. Likewise, the Ramban, more about Yitzhak Rav, it's just the Kitzer, but the Ramban, in the beginning of Shor Shvav, the Ramban is Marach also, he's Chaylik on the Ramban, and he says that there's no mitzvah to be Baidik Simonim, it's a lava bo machal asei, and the Ramban over there is a little bit Marach, he says that a lava bo machal asei is really basically a lav, except you don't get Malkus for it. But otherwise it's a lav, it's like a weak lav. And Mela says the Ramban to be the pasuk of his elim techelu is not a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah to be baidik simani behem of bechaya or to be baidik simani chagovim. It's a lav abo machalasei that you're not allowed to eat behem as tmeis, or that you're not allowed to eat chagovim tmeim, shrotzim tmeim. It says the Ramban, but that also doesn't count as a separate mitzvah than tayag mitzvahs, because since there's already a lav, a beferish lav, not to eat behemoths that are elim loitechel, since there's already a beferish lav, not to eat shrotzim, and not to eat behemoth tmeis, and not to eat dogim tmeim, and so on. So mimela, it's like, so the fact that there's also a lav above mechalasei is like having two lavin. It's even less than two lavin. It's like having two lavin. Two lavin, that's the Ram in the Shurish test. The Ram says, kefal alavin only counts once. The Torah says the same lav several times. In the minyan of mitzvahs, it only counts as one mitzvah. The Torah says many times not to eat shrotzim. Says the Ram, it's one mitzvah. Because kefal alav and only counts as one mitzvah. And the Ramban is masking to that. That's the Dovah Muskan, both the Ramban and the Ramban. I don't know if anybody is chayla. Everybody agrees that the Torah says alav several times. The Torah says many times that you're not allowed to be, not to be Mechal Shabbos, not to be even over the Zoros. It counts as one lav. Says the Ramban, so that the essay of Aselim Techelu is really a lav habo Mechal Asay. It's really a lav, not the behemis Tmeis, not the Shrotzim Tmeim. And that already says a lot of famous in Torah, not to eat behemoth tmeis, not to eat shrotzim tmeim. So the Torah said it again, but loshen asay. So it's a kefal alav, and a kefal alav doesn't count as a separate mitzvah b'chal. So therefore, the Ramban says there's no such mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be monoshach. That a positive mitzvah to be baidik simonim of behemoth tahiris doesn't exist at all. There's no such positive mitzvah. And the negative mitzvah does exist. There is a lav abo machal asay. But it's redundant because there's already a beferish lav not to eat non-kosher animals, and therefore there's no need to count this lav habo mechal asei as a separate mitzvah. That's the shitas Ramban. The Ram writes this is chaylik. The Ram seems to hold that there's a positive mitzvah chiyuvis to be baidik simoni behema v'chaya. And the chinuch is mefurish though. The chinuch in mitzvah kuf nun gimel. The chinuch says, he brings his Rambam, and the chinuch says, the chiddush din. He says, what if a person ate meat without being baidik in the simonim? And then it turns out that it was taka kosher. Lo and behold, it was taka kosher meat. It was a kosher animal. He violates the mitzvah. He, according to the Rambam, says the chinuch, he violates the mitzvah sasei, because even though he did not eat treif meat, he did not eat a non-kosher animal, he ate a kosher animal. But it was a mevatel mitzvah to be baidik b'simani behema v'chaya ashkutu. Same thing with shrotzim and so on. So the chinuch and the sudra am tak kipshutoi that there's a mitzvah's essay, a mitzvah chiyuvis to be baidik b'siman. And the Ravin and the Ramban achil, they hold there's no such mitzvah. There's a lav abo mechal asay, and a lav abo mechal asay, says the Ramban, is a lav abo mechal asay, is just a shvach alav. And therefore, over here, there is a shvach alav, but it's redundant because there's a real lav. So there's no need to be minor the lav abo mechal asei, which is a lesser lav. So the problem is that the Rambam himself also says that if you eat a non-kosher animal, you violate this asei. You violate this lav abo mechal, there's a lav. You look at the Rambam here in Kuf Memtes, in the Hemshech, mitzvah Kuf Memtes, again, he started off, Fush Tzivon who lived like this, Yimani behema v'chaya ashchutim. Fush yu maile geira v'sheisa shesa v'ozim mutu lo echlem. The Rambam himself says that this mitzvah v'aseilim hem techelu is a lav abo mechal aseh. V'chein omer achar amayim erzeh ein li ala v'aseh v'lois v'aseh minayim tam alayim erzeh gomel and so on, that there's a perish lav not eat behemoth tmeis. The Rambam himself says that the Rambam himself concedes that the mitzvah v'aseilim hem techelu is a lav abo mechal aseh. If it's a lava, so which is it? Is it an essay like the Chinuch understood, a positive mitzvah's essay to be baidik b'simonim when you eat kosher meat, or is it a lava b'machal essay not to eat non-kosher animals? And the Rambam seems to combine the two things in one mitzvah. You have the same thing in the Yad. Let's do this. Look at the ad. Yeah. Is there? Oh, I'm just gonna have this new share. Okay, here's the Rambam. So the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Aleph, Machalos Asuras, Mitzvahs Essay, Leida Hasimonim Shemavdilin Ben Behemo Bechaya Va'ifid Dogim Mechagavim Shemutol Oichlin Ben Shein Mutol Oichlin Shenemer Vivdaltim Ben Behemo Ater Latmei Ben Oif Atomi Latar Benemer LaHavdu Ben Atomi Ben Atar Ben Chaya Nachelus Ben Chaya Shelo Teyachol. So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah's essay. So here it's interesting. He doesn't say lived like. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Lashon was lived like. The Rambam here is Mishana. His Lashon is Leida HaSimonim. Even though in the Ramazim, the Rambam has the beginning of every halacha, besides the minyan of mitzvahs at the beginning of the Yad, at the top of every halacha, Hilchas Macholas Asuras, it's not here in the HebrewBooks.org, but the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Macholas Asuras has the mitzvahs. Hilchas Macholas Asuras Yesh Bechlol and Shmein of Esher Mitzvahs Arba Mitzvahs Esay VeArba VeEsher Mitzvahs Leis Esay, and the first one is Livdik B'Simani Behema V'Chaya LaHavdu Ben Tmei LaTaira, and then the second one is Livdik B'Simani Haif, the third one is Livdik B'Simani Chagovim, the fourth one is Livdik B'Simani Dogim. Mamish the way he has it in the Sefer Mitzvahs Livdik, but then when he starts the halacha itself, halacha Aleph Mitzvahs Esay doesn't say Livdik. He says, Leida HaSimon. So I don't know, what's the difference? Is that the same thing? Is it a different thing? What's Livdoik and what's Leida? Not so clear. But Al-Kabhanim, Kach, the Rambam has here also in the Yad, that there's a positive mitzvah essay, Livdoik, what he says in the Ramazim, and then in when he gets to the actual halacha, he says, Leida, so Livdoik or Leida, the simonim that are mabdul ben behemoth, and sounds like it's a mitzvah essay. It's not something that you, it's not just an isser, an implied isser, mechal essay, not to eat behemoth tmeis, but it's a positive mitzvah, livdoik or leida, the simonim of behemoth atayim. And likewise, the chayas, leifis, and dogim. On the other hand, go to Perek Beis, and the Rama says, the Tal Shenema v'chol behema mefreses parshu v'shashah says she shtei poslis malas geira shemeani she kol she'ena mayla geira mefreses parshu asura v'lav haba mechal asei aseihu. The lav haba mechal asei to eat an animal that's not mayla geira and it's not mefreses parshu. U'begomel v'chazir v'nefes v'shofa nemer ezel loyte chelu. It says a beferish alav mayla geira mefreses parshu halamarta shem v'lois asei. The Rambam says that it's an essay and a lois. It's a lav abo mechal essay, and it's a lav. It's like the Ramban and the Raivit. And this is by Behemoth, but the Rambam goes on and says the same thing by By Oifis, I have a Kedais and Bosso, if Tommy Lakeham and Atari Shnemer is Eilat Shaksum and Oif Loya Chelu. By Yover El Essay, Shnemer Kotsipa Toyo Techelu. That's my Eloisa Chelu. The Chen Oifel Kedais Midak Tommy Lakeham, Shnemer Vishak Shekas Yulachem. But Over El Essay, Shnemer Kolish Lays Napier Vikaskes is Techelu. The same thing by Chagovim. The Kitzer, the Ram seems to have it both ways. The Rambam says, on the one hand, in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the beginning of the Yad, and the Ramazim at the beginning of Bilchas Machalos Asuras, that there's a mitzvah livdik b'simoni behemu b'chaya, livdik b'simoni chagovim, and so on. And then in the beginning of Perek Aleph, Mitzvah says, leit asimoni. And then in Perek Beis, he says, what the Ramban and the Ravid hold, that it's not a mitzvah to be, that there's a mitzvah, there's a laf, a bomach, that if you eat a non-kosher animal, you violate the assay of the lava b'machal assay, of assay l'nev techel. So Rav Chaim, in the Kanech HaGovim, in the first Simon, he's in Arach about this, and he says, Shittas HaRambam is that every lava b'machal, the Gemara has many places, the Lashon lava b'machal assay, that the Torah is the Lashon of assay, but from there we infer that there's some kind of lava b'machal assay. So the Ramban and the Ravid seem to have understood that a lav abo mechal asei is really only a lav. There's no kiyum asei involved at all. It's just a lav. The Torah says it b'losh an asei, but the Torah doesn't really mean that something you're supposed to do. The Torah just means to imply that there's something that you're not supposed to do. Don't eat behemoths that don't have the two simonim. Don't eat the ifis and chagovin and that don't have the simon. But the Rambam understood that every time the Torah says a lav abo mechal asei, so avada is an implied iser. But besides the implied issur, there's also a positive mice, there's also a positive mitzvah that's involved. Otherwise, the Rambam held, otherwise the Torah wouldn't have said it, b'loshon asay. If the Torah was only interested in telling me the issur, it would have said it b'loshon issur, would have said it b'loshon la. The Torah says it b'loshon essay because it's like a double-edged sword. It implies an issur, but besides the implication of an issur, it has to be a positive, there's some positive mice and mitzvah that's involved. That's being mandated as well. Rav Chaim's not marach in examples; he just says doik v'tishkach. He says if you go and you check it out, and you'll see that that's how it is in the Shittas Rambam. Every lav abo mechal asei that the Rambam holds is also associated, besides the lav aspect of it, but it's also associated with some positive mitzvah kiyumis. Here in Kanech HaGovim, he doesn't really give any examples. But in one of his other svarim, in Derech Amuna, in Perek Beis of Hilchot Maaseh Sheni, in the Bir Halacha, the Dibur Maslis Ein Leike, so he's Maisif, an example. And he said the Rambam is a mitzvah Torah by mitzvah, like Tesai of Mitzri, that Dor Shlishi, and Adoimi also, Dor Shlishi Yovel Lehem Bekal Hashem. Torah says that a mitzvah shlishi or an adoimi shlishi is mutu lovi v'kol. So about it, the implication is that a mitzvah rishon or a mitzvah sheni, first generation or second generation, after their megayer, also lovi v'kol. That's about the din. A mitzvah is megayer, so only dor shlishi is mutu lovi v'kol. The first two doors are not mutu lovi v'kol. It's learned that from this pasuk, but never says in Torah b'loshen lav. It says it b'loshen asei. Dor shlishi yovi v'kal Hashem. It's a lav abo mechal asei. If a person marries a mitzvah rishon or a mitzvah sheni, he violates a lav abo mechal asei. The Rambam does not bring it in the minyan mitzvahs at all. The Rambam brings the mitzvah like the sai of mitzvah. There's a lav not to refrain from marrying a mitzvah, not to be mitzvah, not to be marchik a mitzvah shlishi. That's a lav. But that's mitzvah shlishi. There's a lav not to be marchik a mitzvah shlishi. But the Rambam does not have an iser, b'chal, in the minyan mitzvahs, not to marry a mitzvah rishon or a mitzvah sheni. Why not? L'chor it's a lav above b'chal asei, it should count in the minyan mitzvahs. Either as an asei or as a lav, but it should count in the minyan mitzvahs. Says Rav Chaim, the answer is because there's no positive mitzvah. What's the positive mitzvah? When it says Dor Shlishi Yovel V'Kal Hashem, if there was a mitzvah, yuvis, to marry a mitzvah shlishi, if there was some kind of mitzvah that you're supposed to go marry a mitzvah shlishi, So then we can say, oh, it's a double edged. There's a positive mitzvah to marry a mitzvah shlishi, and an implied negative mitzvah not to marry a mitzvah sheni. But if that is not true, when the Torah says do shlishi yovei b'kal Hashem, it's a heter, it's not a mitzvah. So therefore, it can't count in teyag mitzvahs because mimadashach. The positive aspect of it, marry a mitzvah shlishi, is not a mitzvah k'chiyuvus. You don't have to make it; it's only a heter. And the negative implication is not a lav. So where is it? Where are you going to put it? You can't put it as a lav because it's not a lav. You can't put it as an essay because to be an essay, it has to have a positive action involved, and there is no positive action involved. But the Kitzer of Chaim says, she said this in Minyan HaMitzvahs, that the Rambam holds that in order to be in the Tayag Mitzvahs, you have to be either a lav, and then it has to be a besed in Torah B'loshon lav, or if it's said in Torah B'loshon essay, then it has to involve a positive action. But if it doesn't involve a positive action, then it's not an essay. And if it's not written in Torah B'loshon lav, then it's not a lois essay. So it's neither. It's not an essay. It's not a lois essay. So what is it? It says it's a din. The Torah says, Dor shlishi yovei b'kal Hashem, avada. The Torah is a megala din that a mitzvah yishen is also lovei b'kol. But in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, there are lots of things that are dinim that are not in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. The Rambam holds that anything that's learned out from Yud Gimel Midas is a din. It's a din deraisa, but it's not in the Yud Gimel Midas. It's not in the Tayag mitzvahs. To be in the Tayag mitzvahs, you have to, that's a special thing. Not everybody gets to be in the Tayag mitzvahs. So there says the Rambam, the din that you're not allowed to marry a mitzvah sheni does not get to be in the Tayag mitzvahs because it can't be a lav because it doesn't say a lav in the Torah. And it can't be an essay because to be an essay, it does say in the Torah an essay. It says doshli shiyovei b'kal Hashem, but that's not a mitzvah. But there's no, that's not a real, it's not a real essay because it doesn't involve any positive action. So it doesn't get to be an essay either. Skarnish. So it's a din, but it's not in the Tayag mitzvahs. The din for the Rambam held that over here. Here it isn't Tayag Mitzvahs. There isn't din in the Tayag Mitzvahs of Eselim Hem Techelu. But the mitzvah of Eselim Hem Techelu is not just, it is in the Tayag Mitzvahs. But it's in the Tayag Mitzvahs not because it implies not to eat non-kosher animals. It does imply not to eat kosher animals. That's certainly true, but that's not a reason to be in the Tayag Mitzvahs because then it would have to be a lav, and it's not a lav. I mean, it's a lav too. There is a lav. Don't eat non-kosher animals. But this mitzvah, Eselim Hem Techelu, is not the law of not to eat non-kosher animals. It's a mitzvah to be bleeding kosher animals. So al kochach, if it's in the Tayag mitzvahs, it must be that it involves not only the implied iser, but involves a positive maisa to be bleeding in the siman. Ad kan from Rav Chaim. So what Rav Chaim doesn't talk about so much, though, is what exactly is this positive mitzvah to be bleidik b'siman? What is it that the Torah is mandating that you're supposed to do? What is this pu'ula of being bleidik b'siman? What is the mitzvah? What exactly does it require you to do to be bleidik b'siman? Every time you eat a behemah, you have to be bleidik if it's ma'alagera and mafes is paso. You have to look and what if you buy meat from the store? You don't know if it's ma'alagera or mafes is paso. And okay, maybe you rely on the people in empire. I don't know if they're bleidik that it's ma'alagera and mafes is paso. But every time a cow comes to the shlachtes, they look at its feet. They check it out that it's ma'alagera, they're bleidik in the simonim. I don't think so. They know that it's a cow. Moreover, by oifis, what would be the mitzvah by oifis? To be bleidik in the simonim, simoni oif, the Mishnah says simoni oif, it's kukavan and niklof, and it has an SB Seira, a Zephik, and it's not Dairus. The Mishnah has certain simonim. So does that mean every time you want to eat a bird, every time you want to eat a chicken, you have to check if it's Kukavana Niklof, you have to check the simonim? Number one, the Gemara says Beferish, that if you make a behemah v'shmeseim, the person who knows the names and recognizes all the 24 Eifes Tmeim that the Torah lists, does not have to bite at the simonim. A person is not makeh behemah v'shmeseim. If you don't know on sight all the non-kosher birds, and you see a new species of bird, so the Gemara says, then you have to be bleidik in the simonim. But number one, if you know a chicken, you could eat a chicken. You don't have to be bleidik in the simonim. Even if you get a new bird, you only have to be bleidik in the simonim if you're a guy who doesn't know all the non-kosher birds by sight. But if you know all the non-kosher birds by sight, then it says b'feirushin gemara, then you could just eat this bird because you know it's not one of the non-kosher birds. And moreover, it can't be a mitzvah to be b'edik in the simani oif, and not in the Torah at all. The Torah doesn't give any simoniyot. The Rambam says it's not even halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. We saw the Rambam in Kuf Mem Tes in Kuf Nun. The Rambam says the simoni ha'oif were bechakira ubechipus. Chazal hired a lab, and they went and they checked all of the oifus at Meim, and they figured out what are the simonim that distinguish oifus at Meim, and so it's invented simonim that Chazal discovered empirically. So there's a mitzvah in Torah to be baidik in the simonim. And Chagovim also, the Rambam says beferish by Chagovim, even though it's not a Gemara, but the Rambam says by Chagovim also that if you're makir the Shmoyne Minim, person who's makir behemu b'shmeseim, and you recognize the Shmoyne Minim, then you don't have to be baidik the simonim. If you don't recognize, if you're not makir behemu b'shmeseim, so then you're baidik the simonim. So it's clear that to be baidik the simonim doesn't mean you have to be baidik literally the simonim. So what does it mean to be baidik the simonim? You have to say that it's enough to recognize that this is a chicken, and if it looks to you like a chicken, and you know what chickens look like, so that's your baidik the simonim. Or if you makir behemu b'shmeseim, and you know what all the 24 non-kosher birds look like, and you see this turkey comes in front of you, and you know that it's not from the 24 non-kosher birds, so that's called that your baidik the simonim. That's the simonim. And the same thing with the chagovim. If you makir behemu b'shmeseim, and you recognize this is a chargoyal or this is a salam, then that's called the yubaydik b'simonim. And if you don't know, if you're not bokeh behem b'shem seim, and you don't know if this is a chargoyal, you don't know if this is a grasshopper or a chicken, so you're baidik in the simonim. Then you talk literally baidik with the simonim. You have to do something to be baidik that it's a kosher grasshopper and not kosher grasshopper. But it doesn't necessarily have to be simonim in the literal sense. So why is it called simonim? It's a funny lesson. Simonim. And also, what is the example? You baidik simonim. It's not simonim. You know it's a chicken. It's a chicken. So I'm saying that's also called being baidik simonim. But it's a strange language. Why is that called a simon? And then also, we saw already before in the Rambam, even though he keeps saying baidik simonim in the Sefer Mitzvahs and in the Minyan Mitzvahs and in the Ramazim, but then when he gets the Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvahs essay, Leida simonim is a different thing. To know the simonim, it sounds like it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Leida simonim, you have to go to school and know the simonim. Leida simonim, it's a different thing. Chaim Gadda brings from the that there were achayim who said that they understood the Rambam mitzvah as leida simonim. That it's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah that you have to go to school and go to yeshiva and learn the sugyas that we're learning now. And when you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Leida Simonim. The Chaim says it's not true. Avadi says it's not true. Because then it would come out, what if you know that you learned the sugya very well, and you know the Simonim, you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you know the Simonim, you know exactly what Chagovim Tmeim look like, and Chagovim Tmeim, you know exactly what they look like. And then you go and you eat a Chagav Tomei, deliberately, because you, I know that this is, Makir is Bayer Bim Skav and Limud Bayer, I know this is a Chagav that it doesn't have the Simonim, and I'm going to eat it. So he says, you don't violate the essay. You violate a lot, but you don't violate the essay because forget, he's Yodeya the Simon. He's Yodeya the Simon in Miskav and Limbay Bam. But he's Yodeya the Simon. As far as Talmud Torah is concerned, he's Yodeya the Simon. So it says Rav Chaim, and these Achayim want to say that in the Chanami, but that's true. So Rav Chaim says it can't be because in the first Rav and Perek base, that if you eat Behemoth Tmeis, or Eifet Tmeim, or Dogim Tmeim, or Chagovim Tmeim, you're Mavatal the essay of Livdik the Simon. Why you're mavatal essay? It depends. If you eat the behemis tmeis out of a lack of information, then you taka violate the essay of Leda because you didn't learn the simonim. But if you ate the behemis tmeis because you're a rosha, then why are you mavatal essay? You were your deus asimonim. You may not care, but you were your deus asimonim. You see, that is not true. Leda asimonim does not mean some kind of mitzvah Talmud Torah that you have to know and pass the test and then be a book in the simonim. Leda asimonim means to be baidik in the simonim. Leida simonim means when you eat a bird, you should be baidik the simonim that it's kosher. That's leida, that's bdikas simonim. And if you eat a not kosher bird, then you are obviously not baidik in the simonim. You're mevatel the essay of livdik the simonim, and you're mevatel the essay of leida simonim. Because the leida here is not an academic idea. It's the idea that's part of the bdika. So then what's the habana? So what does it mean even later? Then it's bika, it's not later. Why does Ram call it later? So that's what I want to get at. What's the meaning of this mitzvah of livdik b'simonim or later the simonim? L'maisi, you don't have to be related to simanim. It's enough to recognize that it's a chicken. And it can't be the mitzvah to go to school and know the simanim, because that's about not true. It's some kind of pu'ula that you do when you eat kosher birds and not kosher birds. So I think what it all leads to, I have to say, is that the mitzvah is, and there has to be a positive mitzvah, otherwise it wouldn't be in the minyan of mitzvahs. But it has to be a positive mitzvah. It's also lav abo mechalasei. That's true. There's a lav abo mechalasei. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, there is an implied lav too. But just for that, it wouldn't be in the tayag mitzvahs. Then it would be like mitzvah shlishi. There must be some kind of pu'ula that's also involved. The pu'ula is the hakara sichlis. It's a pu'ula sasechel. To be mabdil besechel between the behemoths, to differentiate, to discern, maybe that's the best word, to discern what's an oif tummy and what's an oif tar. And the Rambam held that's enough pu'ula to count as a mitzvah. It's a positive mitzvah when you sit down to eat a supper of bugs. If you look at Amazon, candy grasshoppers, you'll see people eat bugs. If you sit down, you want to have bugs for supper. There's a mitzvah to do a pu'ula sichlis, to be mavchin between the ones that are necholim and the ones that are not necholim. And that's the mitzvah section. It's not like mitzvah shlishi. Mitzvah shlishi, there is no positive mitzvah. There's no positive mitzvah of that dor shlishi yovel b'kal Hashem. There's no mitzvah to go marry a mitzvah shlishi, to recognize a mitzvah shlishi. It's nothing. It's only an implied issur to marry a mitzvah sheni. That's not in the tayag mitzvahs. But here, it's not only an implied issur not to eat shrotzim that are asurim. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a positive mitzvah to do the pu'ula sichlis, the mental action of differentiating, recognizing the difference between the shrotzim that are mutter and the shrotzim that are also. The oifas that are mutter and the oifas that are also and b'chein kulam. And how you do that recognition doesn't matter to the Torah. You're mekayim the mitzvah however you do it. You could do it by being boki behemu b'shmei seyem. You could do it by recognizing the simonim. Even the simonim oif that are not written anywhere in Torah, not in Torah Shabbat, not in Torah Shabbat Pech, Chazal just discovered them empirically by investigation. So they're artificial constructs, but they're still a way to recognize the difference between oifas Torah and oifas Tameim. You're mekayim the mitzvah sichlis of being of lived like the simonim oif, by recognizing the simonim that distinguish between an oif tami and an oif tar, even if those are artificially constructed simonim, but they nonetheless give you a way to know what's an oif tami, what's not an oif tami, and you're mekayim with that pu'ula sichlis, you're mekayim the mitzvah of lived like the simonim. I think that's what the Rambam means by leida. Also, Chazal have an expression: why is Havdolah in the bracha of Chayin and Hadas? Because im ein das Havdolah minayin. Leida and leida means lehavdol. Leida is the idea of being mavdil. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is leida, not leida that you went to school and you know the difference. But now you went off the derech and you eat it anyway. That's not called leida. The leida is to do the havdalah, the pula sichlis of havdalah, which when you sit down to eat, when you sit down to eat, you're mavdil b'seichel, and you recognize this is kosher and this is not kosher. Says the chinuch, therefore, if you sit down to eat and you don't care, you just sit down to eat and you don't look if it's a kosher, is it not kosher. You don't do that pula sichlis of Abdullah. Even if you're lucky and it turned out that it was a kosher animal, but since you didn't do the pula sichlis of checking that it's a kosher animal, you're mevatel essay of Levitik B'Simon. The Chinuch says that would be fairish. I think that's why the Rambam uses the words Levitik B'Simonim and Leida interchangeably. Because Levitik B'Simonim doesn't mean necessarily the Simonim. You could be Baki Behem B'Shmaseim. Or you could buy an Empire chicken and you look at the Hashgacha, it's also called Livdik B'Simonim. Simonim doesn't mean the Simonim, like Dalit Simonim of Krukavani Nikla or Yeshle Karsilayim, or Knafayim Chayfa Nuzubay. That's not what that means by Simonim. Simonim means Simoni Heker, like Simonim by an Avedo, the things that allow me to distinguish between one thing and another. Livdik B'Simonim means to do the Pula Sichlis, what the Rambam calls Leida, to do the Pula Sichlis, of seeing is what simonim are there, what clues. Simonim means clues. What clues there are, is this a knife tomi or a knife tar? Is this a dag tomi or a dag tar? And when I do that pula sichlis, that's called leida, or livdik b'simonim. When I do that pula sichlis of seeing the simani heker, so then I'm a kai in the mitzvah. If you check the hashkocha, that's also called leid lutik b'siman.
Rabbi,
yeah.
How did this answer Rav Chaim's question? If you are a Russia and you do this, you're able to check, you see that it says not kosher on the food label, and then you eat it, so then you wouldn't be over that because you did the mitzvah. Yeah,
I think the pula sichlis is not the pula sichlis of Talmud Torah. It was some kind of pula sichlis of Talmud Torah. So he did Talmud Torah. Well, now he's a Russia, but Talmud Torah he did. It's not a function of Talmud Torah. It's nothing to do with Talmud Torah. It's the pu'ula sichlis of how should I put it? It's the pu'ula sichlis of not eating stam, of eating with a differentiation. It's the pu'ula sichlis of checking the hashgacha before you eat. But if you check the hashgacha and you say, oh good, it's a bad hashgacha, that's what I want. So that's not called that you check the hashgacha. That's called you ate without a havchana. The late over here is the leidu lahavdul, to be mabdul, to be baidik. It's all interchangeable words. One gives megala on the other one. The late over here is the leida to be mabdul. It's the being baidik in the simonim. Again, not in the sense of simonim necessarily, the dal simonim, but to be baidik in the simonim heker, that before I eat with the chesmen, I eat with the bdikah. If you're doing it to flout the law, that's not called your baidik b'chal. Just like you would never ask, well, if you're baidik v'simonim and you eat it because it's treif, why weren't you mekayim? Maybe Chaim's kasha. He asked it on the leida. He didn't ask it on the liptik v'simonim. Nobody would say, well, I was baidik v'simonim. Guy sits down, he eats chazer, he checks, he sees, oh, it's taka not malas geira gavaldik. That's what I want. It's not malas geira, and he sits down and eats the chazer. That's not called that he was baidik in the simonim. So dala pasha to be baidik b'simonim means to be baidik the simonim to make sure that it has the simonim, and before you eat it. If you make sure that it does not have the simonim before you eat it, then that's not called your baidik b'simonim. So it's the same thing in the leida. The leida is not to have the abstract idea. The leida is to eat with the, to eat mitoich yedia. So to eat kosher with the yedia that it's kosher. Not just to eat stam and hope for the best.
Also, Rabbi, how is Rabbi relating the mitzvah in the Sefer Mitzvot to the Perek Rishon Aleph Aleph? Doesn't he quote a different pasuk for both of them? He quotes the pasuk, the first pasuk in the parsha of Zos.
Oh, that Rav Chaim talks about. Yeah, that I didn't want to. Rav Chaim talks about that. He says because the pasuk of Lehavdil is a general pasuk by all of the meaning. Because the Ram brings different sukkim. The Ram in the Sefer Mitzvot and the Ramazan, he brings the pasuk of Delim Techelu. Each min a different pasuk. Each one it says Selim Hem Techelu, and then in the text of Macholas Asuris Perek Aleph, he brings a different pasuk. Lehavdil ben Atomi ben Ator. So he says that the pasuk of Lehavdil ben Atomi ben Ator is a general pasuk for all things, behemoths, oifus, and so on. So that's not good enough for the minyan hamitzvahs. In the minyan hamitzvahs, the Rambam wants to stress that everything has its own pasuk. There's a pasuk for Zelim Techila by Behemoth, and there's a pasuk for Dogim, and there's a pasuk for Ephes. So Lehavdil is too general. But the Rambam brings a pasuk of Lehavdil to be Megala, that when it says Zelim Techilu, which is whatever is Shashesa and Malas Geir and so on, it doesn't just mean, to tell me this, it doesn't just mean that you should only eat kosher animals. It means Zelim Techilu, it means that you should be Mavdil. But Vehivdaltim is Megala and all the individual psukim of Zelim Techelu, that what they mean is not just don't eat kosher food. They mean this mitzvah of Havdalah. I'll tell you a practical nafkimina. A lot of people have the attitude that, somebody once said that most Jews, they don't really care if it's kosher, they just care they should have a hashgacha. Meaning, I can take the attitude, if it has a hashgacha, it's good, and if it's no good, it's on the rabbi's achrayis. No, it's not my. Then it's his aveir. It's not my aveir. I think if a person does that, then he's over the issur of to be baidik b'simanim. That means he basically is eating without a cheshmin. He's not being baidik b'simanim. He's not really being baidik because it's kosher, not kosher. He's saying maybe it's kosher, and if it's not kosher, so it's on the rabbi's places. So where's the being baidik b'simanim? I think that brings out the point. That's the lived b'simonim. The lived b'simonim is to make sure that it's kosher. That's your emes techinuch. You know, you hope for the best, and even if it's not good, but you know, as long as it has a hashkacha, that's not called you b'adik b'simonim. To be b'adik b'simonim means to make sure that it's kosher. B'simonim heker. I'm not saying not to rely on hashkachas, but I'm saying if you eat hashkacha, it's not such a good hashkacha. You say, well, I don't really care. You know, it'll be on his places. So that's my, which people do, ma'asim b'cholayim, that there is such a thing in the world. I think that's this mitzvah, live the leida b'siman. Okay, let's start the Gemara. We have a little bit of time. Let's just start the Gemara. But Hagavim, Samachayim and Aleph. Look the Gemara. My Rubai, the Mishnah says one of the simanim is Knof of Chayfin is Rubai. Doesn't say in Torah B'Ferish anywhere. Knof of Chayfin is Rubai. Doesn't even say in Torah you need to have Knofayim. I mean, it says it's we're talking about short. It says in Torah that we're talking about sheretz oif. It's elam techelu. So we're talking about sheretz oif, but it doesn't say that it has to have arba knafayim, and it certainly doesn't say in Torah it has to be knaf v'chayif and subim. Mislami, we learn it out from the limudim and the hemshich hasugya from the dimyan to the medium that the Torah enumerates, whether it's with a klal prat klal or with a klal prat. On kaponim, you have to have knaf v'chayif and as rubai. Zok to Yomar, my rubai. What is rubai? Amr of Yudam Rav, Rav Arkai. Ba'amil Rav, Rav HaKeifai. Ba'chaikas is Rav Arkai or Rav HaKeifai. Amr of Papa, since we don't have Achra, Hilkach bin Rav Arkai bin Rav HaKeifai. I had a sickle horror. That's a topic of how. The Ram says that if somebody's Boki Behemu Vishmaseyam, then he doesn't have to be Boki in the Simanim at all. The Gemara only says about Ephes. The Ram has it by Chagovim. It's more in the Ram that there are people who are Boki Behemu Vishmaseyam. If there's no such people, the Ram wouldn't bring the halacha. There must be such a Metzias as a person who's Boki Behemu Vishmaseyam who recognizes on sight all of the Chagovim Atayim. The Rambam says a person like that doesn't need to be Baidik B'Simon, doesn't have to check out the Simonim, it doesn't have Knafayim, or does it have Knafayim, Chayfin is Rubai. He recognizes the Minim HaTorim and he can eat anything. So why don't we ask him, if there's such a person, let's get such a person, and why don't we ask him, all the Minim HaTorim, are the Knafayim, Chayfin, Rav HaKoy, or Rav HaKeifai, are there any Chagovim Torim that the Knafayim are not Chayfin es Rubai? Or Rav HaKoy, or that the Knafayim are not Chayfin es Rubai? No, why can't we find out? Let's see if all of the chagovim t'tayrim have knafayim that are chayfin is reiv arkay, but they don't all have knafayim that are chayfin is reiv hakeifay. Then obviously reiv hakeifay is not necessary. And if they all have knafayim that are, what I mean to say is this: that's another pashut. You don't have to have that. It should be one of the minim atayrim plus it should have the simon. But hayabakum leima, maybe it's not enough for it to be an arba. What if it's an arba, and it's an arba that had some kind of stunted growth, and you know, was exposed to insecticides or something, pesticides, and its growth was stunted, and it's knafayim and not chayfin as rubai. That is kosher. I mean, I think it's kosher. The Ram says, Molly, the Ram, I would know. Maybe it's not kosher, but the Ram says that it is kosher. If you mark it behemu v'shmasein, you don't have to check out the siman. So it seems to be that it doesn't need to have the siman. The siman are just a way to know that it's from the minim ha-tahir. See, Amos Ram has been pushed that way. The Ram says, if you don't know this into the hem, if you don't know the min, then you baidik the simonim to see if it's what min it is. It's lost in the Ram. Amos is a fundamental question. These simonim, the four simonim that we learn out from Psukim, that you have to have a kasulayim and abaraglayim and abaraknafayim and knof v'chayif and esjubay, are these the sibas aheter or just the simon of the min? Maybe that's a good place to start all by itself. It's a chakir all by itself. The Mishnah says you have to have simonim. Arba simonim. Arba aglayim, arba knafayim, the katsulayim, knof v'chayfin esubay. What makes the chagav tor? The fact that it has these simonim? Or are these simonim just a way to know that it belongs to a min tor? These are the distinguishing features of a min tor. What if you have a chagav? Like I said before, you have a chagav that belongs to a mintar, but for some reason, this particular individual, something happened to it and doesn't have the simon. It was born with knafayim that are not chayv in his rubi. But we know for sure it's an arba, its mother is an arba, it's knaf of chayv in his rubi. This particular arba is not knaf of chayv in his rubi. So if the simonim are a siba, so maybe it's not good. But if it's just a way to know what minna belongs to, then about its kasha. Because I know what minna belongs to. So the mother had all the simonim. Or amake behemel v'shmesei. Yeah, Yehuda. I can't hear you. I still not hear you. You could type it in the texting thing. Do we have a general? Don't we have general cloud like Yaitzi Minatar is tar? Yeah, there is a cloud. Yaitzi Minatar is tar. Yeah, Yaitzi Minatar is tar because there's no din that it has to have simanim. I mean, for the fact that it's a rule, yeah, but maybe Chagovim don't have the rule of Yaitzi Minatar tar. Or it says it by animals. Maybe it's not true. Maybe by Chagovim, if the Yis, maybe Chagovim don't have it, they have to have the Arba Simon. Yeah, but it's not true. The passage is about it. It's not true. In the realm of Mitzvur, Lehedya, that it's a Simon and not a Simon. First of all, the Rambam says that when you vaidik the Simonim, so this is the biggest right, the love from the Rambam, they should put up the Rambam. Ram says, "Chapez, Misha Yavaki behemel v'shmesei ma'ichel." There's two views coming to Ram. First of all, halacha chapalav. The Ram says, "Mina chagavim shetir toyer shmeina ve'elohen chagav min chagav u'azvonis." This is all a mina. Halacha chapez, Misha Yavaki behemel v'shmesei ma'ichel. That side nem and lame kaif. Mishaini Baki Bam, Baidik Bisimonim, Stasia Simonim, because she is the Abraglai, the Abraknafim, Shreif and the Serve Urk, Gufay, the Rape of Gufay, relation Yashi Snaker, I am in a Tebem, Hareze Min Tohar. The Ram's gun there is a Tor, is Hareze Min Tohar. We're ahead in the Ramam that the Simonim are a way to know that it belongs to a Mintor, not the Kashrus itself. They're a way to know that it belongs to a Mintor. And then it's also with the Ram, because the Ram lists Shmoina Mine Chagovim. The din is Mine Chagovim Shetir Torah Shmoina. And if you Baki Behem Vishmaseim, that's all you need to know. If you're not Baki Behem Vishmaseim, then how do you know if it's a Mintor or not? Then you're Baidik in the Simon. But the whole Lashon Ram conduces that to saying that it's the Iker is the Minim. The Torah is not a certain Minim. And if you recognize the Minim, then very good. Then you're no further action is required. If you don't know the minim, then there's simonim to know that it's a mintar. So the simonim are only a way to know what that it belongs to a mintar, and there are people who know that it's a mintar without being baidik in the simon. Okay, so that's what I'm asking. So I don't. So what's the shaila of your roif hakeifer? Let's get one of those people, one of these sayodim who are baki behem of shmesayim. Ram seems to say that they such people exist. And why don't we ask him? You know, you're Baki Behem of Shmeseim. Are there Chagovim Tahirim whose Knafayim are not Chayfer Reve Kefa? And if there are, then Reve Kefa obviously is not necessary to determining that it's a Chagav Tor. And if they're not, if all the Chagovim Tahirim happen to have Knafayim that are Chayfer Reve Kefa, then if you have a chagav that's not the knafayim and not chayfer of a kefi, maybe it's not out of simon that it belongs to that min. I don't know what to do with this kashya. I'm not really sure what to do with this kashya. must be somehow that you can have a guy's Boki Behem Vishmaseim. That doesn't mean that he can answer this question. Are they Knafayim Chayfin as Rubay? Are they always Chayfin as Rubay? Maybe they're not always Chayfin as Rubay. Rave Akefli or Rave Arkay. He knows it when he sees it. He sees an Arba, he knows that it's an Arba. But that you have. But somebody could answer the question, are all the Arbas in the world, maybe that he can't answer. Maybe that's a harder answer, a harder question to answer. Yeah, Sage, you had your hand up.
Yeah, this is more of a side to Arba. Could we say that with this simanim shot in the Rambam, that would help explain why in the first halacha he's Mona all eight, even though which we said yesterday sounded a lot much more like Tanavei Rav, even though at the end of the day he's clearly going Tanavei Shraal.
Right. I think that's true. It doesn't really answer the question, but I think it's true. The Rambam's anyway show. I mentioned yesterday, as you're saying, that the Rambam counts eight minim. But the Rambam passing like Tanavei Shmuel, even Reisha Orach is kosher. Reisha Orach L'chor is not from the eight minim. That the eight minim are all ein reish and arach. This is a min ein inyan. With the ein inyan, we can be marbe reish and arach. But the eight minim kshel asma are ein reish and arach. And the Rambam passing like that in Rabbi Shmuel that reish and arach is kosher. So that means that there are more than eight minim that are kosher. So why does Rambam start off that the Torah was only matter eight minim? I spoke to yesterday. You could have said maybe the Rambam means there are really many minim that are kosher. There are long headed grasshoppers that are also kosher, and they're not from the eight minim. But there are at least eight minim that are kosher that the Torah talks about, and if you recognize those eight minim, you don't have to look any further. But it's not mashma in the Rambam that way, because in the Rambam it's mashma that if you're baki behem of shmasim and you know these eight minim, you're never going to need it. You'd never have to be baidik b'simanim. That knowledge is sufficient to be matir all the chagavim that there are that are able to be mutter. Is that true? There's all the chagavim that are reish and orach, and they're not from these eight minim, and they're kosher. As the Rambam himself says, the Rambam says, "Befei shachik bishar reish orach it's kosher." We see it's my problem. But that's a problematic. That's a problematic thing in the Rambam. But I think this much you're nonetheless right, that the Rambam held that even according to Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, was ilmoli the Rambam, I would have said that according to Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, there's taka no such thing as minim tayr. It's going back to the chakira. Are the simonim the sibas ahetir or the simon on the min? Il moli haramam, I would have said, that's the machlekes tana de rab and tana rebi shmal. Tana de rab holds that the Torah is only marked there eight specific minim. So that means that these are the minim. And Torah doesn't talk about simonim b'chal. According to tana de rab, there's nothing that's there about simonim. The Torah just lists eight minim. There's no need to look at simonim. The simonim don't even have any meaning. What's simonim? There's eight minim that are kosher of a sulaimidi. According to Tanan of Rabbi Shmuel, we're marba other minim too. As long as they have the simonim, the Kaina Prat, they have similar simonim to the minim that the Torah mentioned. So we're marba other minim also. If you Tanan of Rabbi Shmuel, could be tachan not totally in minim bechal, because we're marba other minim also that are not enumerated. Ain't safe minim. The main thing is you should have simonim. So according to Tanan of Rabbi Shmuel, the simonim are the sima of the heter, not the simon, not just a simon what minim belongs to. That's what I would have said. El Mali the Rama. But the Rama says not to it. The Rama says that even according to the Rama seems to pass in the Chalei Tanah Rebbe Shmuel, and nonetheless he says that there are specific minim, and he stresses that even if you don't recognize the minim and you have to be baidik with the simonim, but the simonim are just a way to know that I raise a min to her. So it's more in the Rama that even according to Tanah Rebbe Shmuel, the simonim are not an end in themselves, but they're just a simon. How to know what minim belongs to? I think that's all true. I had a thought this way. Two thoughts that I wanted to add to this. How did the Rambam Taka know this? I mean, the passage in the sugya is not this way. The passage says that according to Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, there's no specific min. It's not limited to these eight minim. It's other minim too. So Shrei Rambam, it's Taka Shrei the Rambam. I don't have an answer for the Rambam. How can there only be eight minim? According to Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, the is more than eight minim. No, I have to say, if you tie to Rebbe Shmuel, maybe some of these minim could be defined more expansively. Any of that, I know, it's a share Rambam. But it's as they state in the Rambam, that's what it says in the Rambam, that even according to Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, there's only eight minim, and if you book Behem of Shemesheim, that's the whole story. And the simonim are just a way to know, to recognize the minim. I had two thoughts. First of all, I was thinking, Well, no, maybe just with one foot. The one that I'll leave, the other rest I'll leave the next time. But I was thinking that maybe it stems, it goes together with the Shittas Rambam, that there's a special mitzvah to be Baitik B'Simon, which you Mekayim, if you're Baki B'Hem B'Shemitzayim, you Mekayim it by recognizing the Midin. And if you're not Baki B'Hem B'Shemitzayim, then you check the Simonim, and that's how you're Mekayim the mitzvah of being Baitik B'Simon. I feel like this. It's a little bit of a hargosha. If the simonim were the hechsher itself, the simonim were not a way to know what min it belongs to, but the simonim were themselves the hechsher. They were the hechsher itself. Then it wouldn't be shaykh to say that checking the simonim is a pu'ula, a positive pu'ula sichlis of being baidik, and mavdil im ein das of being leida because im ein das havdolah minay. It's a pool of havdolah, not a pool of havdolah. The Torah says you have to have it. You only can eat a bug that has the arba knafayim. So you if you look at the arba knafayim, that's the heksher. That's not. There's no pool of sichlus of havdolah. The pool of sichlus of havdolah is because what I really need is to have the min. And I need some kind of pula sichlis to determine what mina belongs to. How do I determine what mina belongs to? I could send it for DNA testing, but DNA testing hadn't been invented yet. So what pula sichlis can I do to determine the mina? The pula sichlis is that I look at the simonim are not the hechsher, but the simonim are the simon. They're the simon hecker. They're the way that I can differentiate what mina belongs to. That's a pula sichlis. If the simonim were the hechsher itself, then I would just, the Torah says, eat bugs with four wings. So that's not a pool of sichlis to look at the four wings. That's the mitzvah. Like if the Torah says, take a pre-eitz hodah. You have to take a pre-eitz hodah, you have to take an esrog, and I can't have any blemishes because it has to be pre-eitz hodah. So when you look at the black blemishes, it's not a mitzvah lehavdil. You're not mekayim, the Torah didn't say a mitzvah lehavdil. But I don't think that's a pulis havdolah. We're not a pulis havdolah. The Torah said you have to eat, take a pre-eitz hodah. The hider is the heksher. The hider is not a simon what min it belongs to. The fact it doesn't have black marks is not a simon what species it belongs to. I'm just saying a mushroom with sabre so'ezim. That's the hodah. The Torah said there's a din. It has to have hodah. So you look to see that it has hodah. You mekayim the din. It's not a pulis sichlis of lahavdil. There's no pulis sichlis that's involved over there. Even though you may need to be a big Talmud Chacham to do it, so you have to have a lot of Talmud Torah. But it's not a pool of Havdalah, because what you see is what you get. The din is not to have blotches, and I take an esrog that doesn't have blotches. Where's the pool of sichlus of Havdalah? But here, the Torah said the mitzvah Torah is to eat the minim haTorah, not eat the minim haTmeim. And now I have to do a pool of sichlus to determine it's a min haTorah or min haTmeim. So I look at the simonim. The simonim are not the hechsher. The simonim are a way to determine what min it belongs to. That's a pula sichlis. Through the simonim, I do the mental operation of defining: is this a min Torah, or does it belong to a min Tomei? That's the pula sichlis. That could go into a mitzvah sevdolah. The same thing with the snafir and the kaskeses. Apparently, the snafir and the kaskeses, I think according to the Rambam, if this word is true, that's also chakir in the world. Are the snafir and the kaskeses the tzibah seheter, or is the simon to know what min it belongs to? I think the Fidar Amav, they're a simon to know what min it belongs to. And that's the Pula HaSichlis, to look at the Snapir and the Kaskeses, and therefore to the Mavdil between the Min HaTorah and the Min HaTorah and the Min HaTmeim, and that gives me and then I can eat it. Maybe that's part of, that goes together in one package deal in the Rama. I think it's also in the Geir to the Gemara, the next Gemara, about Ein Le'achshav, also the God Alach HaZman. The Gemara has a limud that by the Karayim, even if it's Enli Achshu, but it's also the God of Lachazman, so it's still a Shaloi Kurayim, it's still kosher. The Rambam generalizes it. The Rambam says the same thing by Knafayim. If it's Enli Achshu, also the God of Lachazman, it's also kosher. When the Shaloi Mesk, the Rambam, no. The Gemara learns that from a Pesach by Raglayim, by Kurayim. A Shaloi Kurayim, the Ksiv is with the Vav, the Ksiv is with an Aleph, and the Kriya is with the Vav. Right now it's loy krayim with the aleph, but it's going to be loy krayim with the vav. So it's a pasuk by krayim. How did the Ram know that it's a general rule by other simonim too? The Ram says it by knafayim too. I don't know why the Ram didn't say it by Abba Raglai, but the Ram says it by knafayim also. How did the Ram know? So then they say the Ram held it's the same thing. It's a Torah said it by Kira'ayim. So who adin that is true by that is true by the other Simon? I thought maybe that maybe the Pshat is the Rama held that the pasuk is megala after v'she'el yachshuv also megala lachazman. That the point is not the Kira'ayim. The Kira'ayim are just the simon what min it belongs to. So maybe the Rama held. So if that's the case, it's true by all the Simon. Yeah, and that's what I'm understood. If it had to have Kira'ayim now, and if the Kira'ayim haven't grown yet, it wouldn't be, it would be no good. Then that would tell me that the Kira'ayim are the Hechsher itself. But since the Torah says the Gila, no, I should like Kira'ayim. That it doesn't have to have Kira'ayim now. As long as it doesn't mean that, that eventually we'll have Kira'ayim. So the Amal decides, so Buzz Evelie made that that's the general Havana for all of the Simonim. The Simonim are just to get to the Min. So Eli Hechsher also got a lot of Lachazman, it still belongs to the Min. Okay. Yeah, so the people had their hand up. Well, their hands went down.
Yesterday, two days ago, the rabbi says that you recognize which what it is, that you don't need to do a bedika. It's unlike by Ophos, where it means that you have to know all 24. Here, you have to say, even if you only know one, That was the Rambam's kavanah. So you could say that the Rambam isn't saying that there are people who know all eight. All the Rambam is saying if there's someone who knows at least one, if someone knows any of them and they recognize that one, they don't need to do a bedika. It doesn't
maybe
mean
you don't, but maybe there aren't people who know all eight. So we can't ask about the Knafayim Chayf and Azur, because we don't know. We don't have people who know all eight. I hear. That's what you're saying. I hear. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
Eitan. On that last note, we said that if it doesn't have Quran now, but it will in the future, then it works because the simon is just a simon and it's not a siba.
Right.
Doesn't that imply that you would have thought otherwise and the pasuk had to tell us this?
Maybe, but that's the meaning in the pasuk.
So wouldn't that mean that the other one, that it shouldn't apply to the rest of them because this is a chiddush and need a pasuk to teach it?
But that could be the Rambam held that the point of the chiddush if the Torah is saying up something about the Kira'ayim, so then maybe it's only by the Kira'ayim. But if the Torah is being megala the lumnus that the Kira'ayim are just a simon, then that misava the Kira'ayim are a simon on the min, and the other simonim are. What do you call it? And the other simonim are actually necessary in and of themselves. Probably it goes together. All goes together. Once the Torah is megala, the Kira'ayim are just a simon, then they're all just simonim.
So it's not fine. All right, thank you so much.
I think the Kira'ayim in the Kainei Chagavim, I think he also has a little bit of talks about this. Is it a simon or a siva? Even in the context of this Gemara about a Shalei Kira'ayim, I think he chesmes a little bit differently, but I think he has, if I remember correctly, I think he has a Seachsus too. Yehuda.
I think Rukhan Kanievsky addresses Rebbe's point about about the Rov Arko and Rov Akefo. He says that the end of Simon Ches. He says that Al Karkach all the eight minim that are Menuyim Betorah, they're Chof and Kamfein Gam Rov Arkon and also Rov Hakefon, right? The Lav Haki in Lestali goes that. And then he goes on to say that if that's the case, he goes on to discuss, well, once that's true, so why don't we require by all, why don't we require that all Chagavim have both? Why do we specify one? But that's what he says, that all the eight minim have Rov Arkon and Rov Akefon, but right. What's it called? There's just a reason that we only care about one and not both.
Right, I hear now. But the thing is, that works better if you learn the sugya, like the passages in the sugya. That according to Tana Rebbe Shmuel, the Mishnah, according to Tosfos, the Mishnah is Tana Rebbe Shmuel. And the passage in the sugya is that according to Tana Rebbe Shmuel, we're not limited to these eight minim. Any min in the world, as long as it has the same simonim as the eight minim, so we're marba with the klal prat to klal, kaina prat, that it's also good. So then we could say the eight minim themselves have knafayim chayf and azubay both in the hekif and in the oirich. We want to know, but what's the salient feature for the keina prat when we're marba other minim? So that we're not sure. Maybe the salient feature is the oirich, not the hekif, or vice versa, maybe both. The Gemara doesn't seem to have a side of both. But according to the Rambam, which is a Shvei Rambam, but the Rambam seems to learn, no, there's only eight minim. Even according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's only eight minim. So what are those minim? Are they rechayfer reif hekayf? Are they rechayfer reif? What are they? Let's just check that out. What they are, and if they're all chayf and only the hekif, then why do you need the rechiv, and vice versa? Yeah, right. But it goes really into the whole Ram Mishra. Like, what do you have the simon? If you have a meaning, then the Ram Taka says, if you book a Mishra, you don't need the simon. But it's very hard to understand how the Ram read the Gemara. That's really a big challenge. I don't have a right now at this point, at least. I don't have a Havana how the Rambam read the Gemara. Not Kena Prat. The Torah was minor eight minim. That's just some way to say that Rambam is talking not passing like Tana Rabbi Shmuel, but he says Reish Aruch is Kachem. Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.